USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. State Department has ordered the evacuation of American citizens in Ukraine amid the threat of Russian military action. Pentagon journalist Jennifer Griffin on Fox News weighs in.
But what we're reporting tonight is that the meeting at Camp David that occurred this weekend with President Biden meeting yesterday with his joint chiefs and his secretary of state and his national security advisor, that he was presented options to send U.S. troops to NATO allies.
A cruise ship headed to Miami changed course and is now docked in the Bahamas after an arrest warrant was issued by U.S. authorities over unpaid fuel bills. The lawsuit claims Crystal Cruises and Star Cruises owe Peninsula Petroleum $4.6 million in cash. Ship passengers were taken by ferry to Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale on Sunday. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
An 8-year-old girl was struck and killed by a stray bullet while walking with her mother on a Chicago, Illinois street Saturday afternoon. Melissa Ortega was struck by one of several rounds fired by a male suspect toward a 26-year-old known gang member. Activist Keith Thornton on CBS2 Chicago.
This is an 8-year-old Latina who could have been someone. She came from Mexico to have a better life.
She and her mother had immigrated from Mexico in August. City leaders are once again demanding change after the Little Village shooting on Sunday. The suspect remains at large. NASA says the James Webb Space Telescope will fire its thruster Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern and break into orbit around Lagrange Point 2, a million miles from Earth, where the observatory will orbit the sun. Lagrange points are like parking garages in space caused by the sun's gravity onto Earth. The James Webb Space Telescope is an international collaboration between NASA, the European Space Agency, and the Canadian Space Agency. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The country of Tonga in the South Pacific, after experiencing an underwater volcano eruption just over a week ago, has had a problem from relief supplies getting in because of the devastation. That has now changed.
Australia, New Zealand, and Japan have delivered aid amid a shortage of drinking water in Tonga in the wake of a 4-foot tsunami after an underwater volcano exploded last week. The Australian aid also included medicine, cleanup equipment, and telecommunications infrastructure. On Saturday, planes carrying aid from New Zealand and Japan also touched down alongside the Australian flights. Fiji military personnel, consisting of engineers, medics, and other specialists, are teaming up with Australia to help with the rehabilitation and further assessment in Tonga. Around 12,000 households have been affected by the volcanic eruption and the subsequent tsunami that hit Tonga last weekend. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs also confirmed that the economically vital agriculture sector suffered substantially, mostly due to the ashfall on the crops. Tonga's government confirmed 3 deaths from the pair of natural disasters. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The world's 5 richest tycoons, including Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates, have already lost about $85 billion this year amid a brutal market sell-off. The tech-savvy NASDAQ index fell 8% last week and is down 13% this year. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.